From Seward through Anchorage to Fairbanks and beyond, the Alaska Railroad has about 30 capital improvement projects scheduled for 2010. This week, the railroad begins a series of 4 open house meetings describing those projects and collecting public opinion. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
The Alaska Railroad 2010 list includes projects at various stages and ranging in size. They stretch along the railroad's 500-plus miles. Actually, according to the railroad's corporate communications officer, Stephanie Wheeler, one project east of Fairbanks takes place beyond the current lines. It's called the Northern Rail Extension.
That extension would put the rail from North Pole down to Delta Junction. The first phase is a bridge over the Tanana River there at Salsha, and we do have money for about 2/3 of that project. So we've completed the environmental impact statement. We're ready to go on phase one. Phase two would bring the rail from North Pole to Salsha, and I think that the project would probably go in 3 or 4 phases after that.
In the Fairbanks area, the railroad will improve the freight area, put a second track by the passenger depot, and realign and improve the safety of some mainline and branch track, including from the depot to Eielson Air Force Base. To the south in Denali Park, the railroad will pursue the development of a passenger turnaround track. That project would enable trains from Anchorage to return from the park rather than having to proceed on to Fairbanks before turning back. Wheeler says one of the first steps in that project is to arrange a land swap between the park and the railroad for the approximate 24 acres needed. Another project in the early stages involves a partnership between the Mat-Su Borough and the railroad.
The Port McKenzie Rail Extension is still undergoing the environmental impact study by the Surface Transportation Board, and that study is considering 3 major routes that would take a rail extension from the port either to Big Lake, to Houston, or to Willow, and those are the ones that are under consideration in the study. So we expect that to be complete this year, and once that happens, if we can get some funding, we can pursue design and eventual construction.
The railroad also plans to upgrade its 2001 study for commuter rail service between Anchorage and the Mat-Su Valley. Wheeler describes 2 of several projects taking place in Anchorage.
Our 2 big projects here in Anchorage, one is the Ship Creek Intermodal Transportation Center. We got started on that over the last few years on phase one, which is the tracks and the utility work. This year, we're getting started on phase two thanks to some stimulus funding. We'll be doing some enhancements to the historic depot itself. Right next door to the depot, we're still working on actually finishing up on the historic freight shed.
Other projects are set for Nenana, Talkeetna, Wasilla, the Chugach National Forest, Seward, Whittier, and various bridge renovations along the line, including Hurricane Gulch. Wheeler says these projects represent quite a capital investment.
We've got about $43.1 million in new spending for capital projects this year. That doesn't mean that that's the only money that's being spent. Sometimes money carries forward from prior years, but this is new spending. And about $14 million is coming from federal agencies, federal grants. We're spending about $19 million of our own money that we get from generating revenues from freight and passenger and real estate. And then we've got about another $10 million that has come from the sale of revenue bonds.
The Anchorage open house on the 2010 Alaska Railroad projects takes place tomorrow from 4 to 6:30 in the Anchorage Historic Depot. That's followed by a second open house Thursday in Wasilla at Evangelo's Restaurant, also from 4 to 6:30. The Fairbanks meeting is scheduled for next Tuesday at its depot, and the Seward gathering is February 19th. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.